This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. President Obama has designated Elise Walter to chair the Securities and Exchange Commission, though it's not clear if she'll be the permanent replacement for outgoing chairwoman Mary Shapiro, who announced she was leaving yesterday. And the uncertainty could delay action on some financial reforms, as our senior business correspondent Bob Moon reports.
If you thought lawmakers already took care of preventing another big meltdown, not exactly. Congress left many thorny details to the SEC to sort out, which is why advocacy groups say the future course of Wall Street's leading regulatory agency is so critical.
They have huge responsibilities writing the rules to respond to the financial crisis. The bulk of that is still unfinished.
Barbara Roper is Director of Investor Protection at the Consumer Federation of America. She says the outgoing SEC chairwoman had a tough enough time trying to break the logjam between three Democrats and two Republicans. The commission will be evenly split with Shapiro's departure.
It would seem that the best we can hope for is a stalemate.
At the advocacy group Better Markets, Dennis Kelleher says naming a permanent replacement should be a top priority for the Obama administration.
What we really need is a fresh face who is strong enough to lead that agency in a way that we haven't seen in decades, really.
Until then, he says, key financial reforms on such contentious issues as money market regulation and high-speed stock trading will likely remain on hold. I'm Bob Moon for Marketplace.